What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Rockcast. Another episode of Tipsy Tuesday here. It is February 16th. A polar vortex, I would say, has swept through the nation. And currently in Nebraska right now, it's one above. And I think we're supposed to get up to 20, but I don't know, the last 4 or 5 days, it's been negative 10 at least, and wind chill like negative 25. It's been pretty intense, and I know it's intense a lot of places. Texas doesn't have any power right now, some of Texas, and there's snow, and it's just kind of a crazy time. But hopefully we'll be out of this pretty soon and can get back to a little bit more normal temperatures. Important housekeeping notes: the Rockslide Film Contest is completed, and you can watch all the submissions on the Rockslide YouTube channel under the 2020 Film Contest. There are 5 films, and a big thank you again to Canyon Coolers for sponsoring that. They gave the top 3 coolers, which is pretty cool. So, going to plan on doing a 2021 Film Contest next year, so get your cameras dusted off and just keep that in mind. We're going to try to keep growing this thing and making it bigger, better. And we want to make it better, of course. So send in your suggestions if you have any. I'm going to think about trying to expand it outside the forums and just try to make it bigger. But yeah, and just speaking of Rockslide Films and YouTube, Justin's mule deer hunt from this fall that I filmed with him is going to be live Wednesday the 17th at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So it's going to go live on there. So Justin will be around and he'll be watching it. I will be too. I think Robbie probably will be too. So if you are around and want to watch it and comment on it as things happen, Justin will be there to answer questions and such. And then, of course, after it goes live, then it's just live, so you can check on it anytime. And speaking of that, I did a podcast with Justin just about the hunt, and that podcast did go up 2-3 weeks ago. So it's called A High Country Deer Hunt with Justin Crosley. So you can go listen to the whole podcast and you can check the video out tomorrow. Then I jumped on with Nick Mookie up in Alaska talking about doll sheep gear. I get to go on a doll sheep hunt this year in the Brooks Range. So we talked about gear and kind of what to expect on a hunt and things like that. It's pretty, it was a great podcast. Been getting a lot of great feedback on that one. And then Ryan and Robbie jumped on just this last weekend by themselves, flew solo without me, talking about the top gear of 2020 from all the rock staffers. So those episodes are up. New Rockslide articles. We have Jim Carr reviewed the Gunworks Revic. It's a rear sight that he was using for his muzzleloader. We talked about that on a previous episode with Jim Carr about a month ago, talking about boots and deer hunting and elk hunting and all kinds of stuff. So that was about a month ago. You can roll back and check that out. And then I reviewed the Davis Tents Antelope Package. It's a 12x14 tent with a stove included. Pretty sweet setup from Davis Tents. I got another one coming, about another one of their more solo type wall tents coming up here in the next few weeks. Then Stone Glacier Chinook base layer review by Jake Potter. Those are just merino base layers. And then Robbie reviewed the Swarovski BTX and how he uses it for the style of hunting that he does. Les Welch, one of our bow guys, archery guys, I guess, reviewed the Matthews V3 bow, the new bow that Matthews came out with this year. And then we've got Tony Treach reviewed the Stone Glacier Skyline Bino Harness. That's a new Bino Harness from Stone Glacier. It looks pretty nice. So go check those out. Rockslide coming up on the YouTube videos. Again, don't forget about Justin's hunt tomorrow. But Zach Harold did the 2020 backpack shootout. Took a whole bunch of different backpacks and tested them out. And so he has 2 videos that are up on the YouTube channel right now. So you can go check those out. The link will be in the description to get you to the newest one. And then on to hot news. So we just seem to talk about wolves a lot, but Wyoming wolf crossed into Colorado. The Colorado Parks Wildlife captured a 4-year-old gray wolf from Wyoming that is from the Snake River Pack, they say. And it was first seen in late January in North Central Colorado. They darted it, I guess, and captured it, and it seems to be healthy. It says it weighs 110 pounds. So, fun facts there, I guess. And then the big talk lately, at least this last weekend, was the new bill in Utah. It's HB 295 in Utah, and it prohibits the use of trail cameras at certain times of the year and prohibits big game baiting. So trail cameras and baiting, two things that seem to be pretty controversial with people. So the baiting will be unlawful from August 1st through January 31st. Regular trail cameras are unlawful from August 1st to December 31st. Wireless cell cameras will be unlawful from July 1st through January 31st. December 31st, excuse me. So, there's a lot of thoughts on this. It's been pretty controversial. Instagram has been blowing up about it. I didn't want to dive too far into the details. I haven't read the bill fully yet. But that's basically what it is proposing, which, in my opinion, I don't think it's really that big of a deal. I mean, you can use trail cameras through scouting and such. And then the baiting, I couldn't find any, through skimming, I couldn't find any wording on, like, using baiting in the summertime when you're scouting or whatever. But anyways, that's the bill. If you want more information on it, Go Hunt has a good article about it. And just go check that out and make the decision for yourself, I guess. Wyoming elk feeding grounds. We talk about this a lot as well, so just keeping the update on it. There's a new House bill. It's called 101. It's made to shift the decision authority from the Game and Fish to the governor. So the decision making about the feeding grounds would go right to the governor, and Game and Fish wouldn't really have a say on it. If it's approved, the governor would have the authority to close the feed ground. It says emergency authority to close the feed ground for 6 months. And then the Game and Fish in Wyoming would then need to relocate if they no longer have permission on federal land. Right now, there are 22 elk feeding grounds on the National Forest and 6 on the BLM. So trains of thought on this from folks seem like, just reading the article, that the people that are pushing for it are because they believe that, in quotes, a more transparent process for what would be a high impact decision affecting more than just wildlife. So they think it should be, it the decision making should not be only for wildlife, I guess. And then on the flip side of it, the people that are against it are saying that the decision making should be made in the hands of the experts, and decisions should be based off of best available science. So that's what's going on with the elk feeding grounds. Of course, both of those bills I just talked about, they're proposed. They're not for real yet. So if you have strong opinions on either one of those, you can get a hold of your the state representatives and put your input in. On to important dates coming up. Idaho black bear controlled application deadline was the 15th, so we missed that. It ended yesterday, unfortunately. So I guess if you missed it and forgot about it, then hopefully this is a reminder to maybe shift your strategy to somewhere else. Utah deadline for black bear is the 23rd of this month. Arizona elk and antelope credit card update deadline is the 25th. So if you put in for elk or antelope in Arizona, just hop on there and make sure that your credit card information is up to date. Otherwise, I think that they'll just throw you out. And then Wyoming moose, bighorn sheep, and mountain goat deadline is March 1st. So that's on through February for the dates. And as we do these Tipsy Tuesdays, I'll keep updating you on the application dates so you can be sure to remember to put in. On to the hot minute. I'm going to talk about a piece of gear this year that I'm doing an article on. It's going to be coming pretty soon as a written article. The Sig Sauer Zulu 6 image stabilizing binoculars. And they are pretty dang image stabilizing. And it's just like what you think of. You flip the on switch and it will stabilize those binoculars in your hand holding. There's two different models. There's a 10 by 30, which is $660. Dang cheap for what they are. They weigh 18 ounces, so not much really. And then they have a 16 by 42, which is $770, and they weigh 20 ounces. Both of them pretty dang light for what they are and what they have to have inside of them to make the stabilizing work. And pretty cheap too, under $1,000 for both of those. And so I've been using the 16 by 42 probably the most, and I just keep them in my vehicle all the time. And it's really nice to be able to stop, hit the on switch, and it really does stabilize them right up. I like glassing off of a tripod. The goofy thing with the image stabilized side of it is if you try to glass off of a tripod with that image stabilizer on, it's going to get a little bit goofy just because of how that should work there. To stabilize something, you have to have a little bit of movement. So if there's no movement, that thing is going to be jumping around trying to stabilize, and it can get a little bit goofy. So I definitely see, I go back and forth on it. They're great. They're really great. I'm hoping that in the future they'll come out with a pair that have a higher, the glass quality will be a little bit better and higher. For what they are now, they're really good, actually. It's that low light that really gets you. You just lose light quickly with them. But they're pretty awesome to keep in your vehicle. So just a little run through on that. If you want more info, I will link to it down in the description. They're just the Sig Sauer Zulu 6. They look a little bit space-like, but they work great. And been getting along really well with them. So article coming soon on those. And then a new thing I'm going to start incorporating, I'm going to try to incorporate in this, is a workout of the week from Mountain Tough. And then I think I'm going to throw in a drink of the week every now and then if I'm doing this, since it is Tipsy Tuesday, of course. So don't really have a drink of the week, but a workout of the week from Mountain Tough is the 22s. And you can get this workout for free on their website. And basically what it is there's two different workouts or two different exercises that you do back to back in kind of a ladder type setup, I guess. So lunge jumps and push-ups. We're going to use these two for an example. That's what I'm going to do today, actually, right after I get this article post or this episode posted. Lunge jumps is going to be the first exercise. Push-ups are going to be the second exercise. So what I'm going to do is you basically just get in like a lunging position and you jump back and forth from like your right leg is in front, and then you jump and your left leg's in front. I'm going to do 22 lunge jumps, and then I'm going to do 2 push-ups. And then I'm going to get back up after 2 push-ups, and I'm going to do 20 lunge jumps, and I'm going to do 4 push-ups. And I'm going to keep going back and forth like that until I get to doing 2 lunge jumps and 22 push-ups. So hopefully that made sense. That's the workout of the week. That's what I'm about to go do. Mountain Tough has a bunch of great stuff on there. I talked to Matt Cashel. He's done a lot of the Mountain Tough workouts. I had him on quite a while ago, probably over a year ago now, talking about what he liked, what he wished there were more of, what he didn't like. I talked about what I liked about it. I've been using it for the last few years, about ever since they came out, and I really do believe that it's given me a better platform to fall back on after I've been not being very active, like in December, January. Now when I start about now, running back up, getting starting to do cardio and muscle work or whatever, working my legs, it seems like the last couple years I've had a way better foundation to start off of when I start in those winter months, because I did the program last year, if that makes sense. Just seems like it gives me a really good muscle base. It's worked for me really well. I think it's made me more effective for sure in the backcountry and just given me a really good program to go off of. So I'm not just jumping around with random stuff. So check that out. And again, those are the lunge jumps, push-ups, do 22 lunge jumps, 2 push-ups, 20 lunge jumps, 4 push-ups, and just keep going like that until you've done 22 push-ups and 2 lunge jumps. So that's what's going on there. Upcoming episodes, we've got Howard and me with the Alpaca Pack Raft review. That seemed to be, it's a super cool raft, and that article was up a couple months ago. So we'll get that up pretty soon. And that's pretty much all I've got on this episode of Tipsy Tuesday. We'll get back with you in a couple of weeks and do an updated version. So hope everybody has a great week and stays warm.